Tsai.
Spend the day with Tsai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Tsai Thursday Live.
Radio Tsai Thursday Live.
Twelve noon Indian Standard Time. Dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and today I am going to host the segment Service Love in Action. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. Well, the climate here at Prashant Nilayam, from where this live broadcast is coming, is quite pleasant. It's a mixture of sun and cloud. Today, as part of the segment Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you the second part of the conversation with Mr. Brijesh Pamalwa. If you are there with me, dear listeners, I played for you the first part of this conversation last week, and in that conversation, I hope you have heard, Brijesh Pamalwa spoke to us about a few of the service activities that the Sai devotees in the state of West Bengal are involved in. And some of the service activities, the commendable service activities are the Ganga Sagar Mela activity, and then the Dum Dum Metro Station activity, and also the telemedicine center. He also spoke about the telemedicine center that is set up in the West Bengal at Barakpur. That is the first telemedicine center from the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital at Prashant Nilayam, at Prashantikram, beg your pardon. So let's listen to the second part of this conversation, and today Brother Brijesh will be speaking to us few more service activities in which Bhagwan's devotees are involved in the state of West Bengal.
In district level, our most important activities is sanitation. What we have done, we have undertaken cleaning of government run hospitals around 18 in numbers.
Okay.
Across West Bengal in different districts.
18 government hospitals.
18 government hospitals. We clean it on monthly basis around, with a participation of around 70 to 80 sevadals. It is done. And why we took up this activity was, there are two reasons. In sanitation, you can involve as many people as you want.
Yes.
In coaching classes, you can involve two or three people. But if we want to attract masses, we have to take up activities which can attract masses, which everybody could contribute in some manner or the other. And sanitation is the best example. Does not require huge amount of funds.
Yes, correct.
Funds should not be a barrier to my sadhana. And it is certainly useful. Sai organization has to be useful to the society. So, and in government, these government hospitals, sanitation and cleanliness is an aspect which is generally found to be neglected. So, every month, in these 18 hospitals, around 70 to 80 sevadas, both ladies and gents, they go and they clean the wards, the toilets, the staircases, the hallways, and everything.
So, every month, they go to one hospital, is it?
These 18 hospitals are in different districts.
Yes.
So, in each district, each of this hospital is cleaned every month by the sevadals of that district.
So 12 times in a year?
12 times in a year.
Oh,
12 into 18.
Yeah.
This is the activity which we have taken up.
So and it takes one day for them?
It takes one full day, around 4 to 5 hours, depending upon the size of the hospital.
Okay.
And a unique activity which happens, and it is done by our brothers from Darjeeling district, Darjeeling North and South, is that they clean. There is a hill cart road, which is the national highway, which is 65 kilometers long. They clean that 65 kilometers long road with the participation of around 3,500 sevadals in one day.
Wow.
65 kilometers. They do it just before the onset of monsoon. And why they do it, there is a reason behind it. What happens out of this, during these winters, lot of trees shed leaves and everything, and there are drains in the hills which gets clogged.
Okay.
And when rainfall happens, if these drains are not kept clean, the water would not find its way to actually drain. it would come off to the road, and this creates a lot of inconvenience for the traffic, yes, and also results in landslides in some cases.
Okay.
So just before the onset of monsoon, brothers and sisters from Darjeeling, numbering around 3,500, 4,000, something like that, they clean this 65-kilometer hill cart road on Monday.
Okay.
It happens every year. Another notable activity which Darjeeling district is doing is midday meal.
Okay.
Providing midday meal to 150 school boys and girls 5 days a week.
One particular school or how many?
No, not one particular school. From different schools, they have selected boys and girls who are needy.
Okay.
What happens in Darjeeling, the schools are not everywhere. It's a hilly terrain. So these boys and girls have to walk to the school. They set out from their houses early in the morning, maybe around 4, 4.30. And they have to walk 3 hours, 4 hours to go to the school. And some are very poor. So what happened, it was noticed that when these boys and girls come to the school, they would faint.
Okay.
They did not have proper breakfast or everything. And then during the time, they are poor, they needy, they could not manage. And they would faint. And they were suffering. As a result, they become malnutrited. And the district organization noticed this, and they decided to take up this activity. They selected the needy boys and girls, and every day, whenever their schools are on, numbering around 150 boys and girls are provided meals. And the meals is organized, the cooking is organized by the Sevadal.
Okay.
The cooking is organized by the Sevadal themselves. The Mahila Sevadals do the cooking, the Jain Sevadals do the servings and everything, buying vegetables from the markets, and people voluntarily contribute rice and everything for this activity.
Nice.
This is being also carrying on, and Darjeeling has also done 8 water distribution projects, where around 5,000 people are getting benefited. And the cost of these water distribution projects is somewhere around 23.5 lakhs, which was voluntarily contributed by the members of the organization itself in Darjeeling. And interestingly, the labor and whatever was required was done by the Sevadals from the organization, numbering around 950. No external manpower was hired to execute this task.
So these water projects, it was like, they were not getting safe drinking water.
They were not getting safe drinking waters because in hilly region, hilly area, it is there is scarcity of water.
They have to come downhill all the way.
Downhill all the way. So natural springs and streams of water were actually harnessed to divert the water and distribute it to different villages. So the number of beneficiaries is somewhere around 5,000. And there are several other activities which are regularly carried on at district level: medical camps, blood donations, vocational training, computer training, spoken English classes. Like, we are giving training in electrical wiring.
Okay.
Different employability enhancement programs. We did mobile repairing workshops. Computer training. So these people get some means of life. They acquire skills.
Yes.
Technical skills, and which help them in getting livelihood or getting some jobs somewhere. So these are primarily the district level activities. But most importantly, I must say, is the Samiti level activities, because that is the foundation of the organization. The Samiti is not there, organization is not. It's the powerhouse of the organization.
There are about 158 Samitis.
158 Samitis and 245 Bhajan Mandalis. The objective is to make sure that every member of this Samiti is given an opportunity to participate in service activities. And there are different activities which are carried on under 3 wings of the organization: service, spiritual, and education wing. Under spiritual, bhajans, study circle, Nagar Sankirtan, sadhana camps, all these activities happen at Samiti level. Under education, we have got Balvikas. We have got around 1580 Balvika centers and around 18,000 Balvika students across West Bengal. And under service activities, which is the thrust, because Swami has said that without service, nothing is achievable.
Yes.
So we have got visits to different old age homes, orphanages, home for disabled, correctional homes, Interesting activity is National Narayan Seva. This is a unique concept which Swami gifted during the 85th birthday celebration. He said he wanted food at doorstep, Medicare at doorstep, and education at doorstep.
Yes.
So, as a part of this, it is a national activity. That is why it is called National Narayan Seva. So, in West Bengal, we have got around 3,432 families participating. What they do, every day they set aside cereals. And these cereals are then collected at Samiti centers. And we have identified beneficiaries, needy beneficiaries. And they are distributed this on regular basis. So around 2,750 families are benefited in West Bengal by this program.
So you provide the cereals like rice,
See,
dal.
Rice, dal, flour, oil, spices and everything. And cooked food is also provided.
Okay.
Regularly the Samiti is, this is a activity, but Samitis also provide cooked food. In the last 1 year, if I can just give you the statistics, around 4,720 events have taken place, and the number of beneficiaries, if you take collectively, would be somewhere around 1,03,000.
Is it daily basis, sir?
It's a monthly ration which is being given.
Okay. So for full month?
For full month.
Okay.
So, on a stipulated date, all members, whatever they have set aside during the course of the month, they bring their set aside cereals, and then they give it to the Samiti, deposit it to the Samiti, whoever is responsible. Then they pack and they create packets, and those packets are then distributed. There is a spiritual aspect to this, which is that whenever, it's a beautiful concept, whenever you are cooking food, you think that you are also cooking food for an extra person who is Swami himself. You set aside food for Swami, and that food you distribute to the needy people on a regular basis.
Nice.
We have seen few families in villages where elderly people, maybe aged around 70, in their late 70s, they have been left over by their sons, not willing to take in. So we have adopted such kind of needy people. Or handicapped persons who have nobody to take care, who cannot earn his livelihood.
Yes.
So such persons we are identifying and we are distributing these rations to them. So, and there are regular medical centers which are, and medical camps which are being run by different samitis all across on regular basis. And in West Bengal we have around 254 regular medical centers which are operational across the state, and the number of beneficiaries would come to around somewhere around 76,000. Then we are also providing educational assistance in form of free coaching centers, which are around 245 centers in West Bengal. We have around 5,330 students under this program. And most importantly, the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program.
Oh, yes.
Wherein we have got 33 villages in 9 districts. This program has been there for so many years. It's an integrated approach where we try to take care of every need of the family not
yes.
individual. So every house, every family in the village is paid attention. In terms of whatever they need, we conduct door-to-door visits,
yes.
talk to them, then we distribute food, grains and cooked food to them. Medical assistance is provided as per their need as and when they arise, even including hospitalization and further specialty treatment if required. There was a boy in one of our villages, which is called Sorpi village in Bardhaman district. This boy somehow fell from a two-story building and broke his spine. A youngster around 21, 22 years of age. And they tried to provide treatment, but nothing happened. Then the organization came forward, the district organization came forward, but the technical know-how or the medical facilities available in that district was not enough to take care of the situation. Then we brought the boy, got him treated in Calcutta in a good hospital, and at a cost of somewhere around 1,50,000 rupees, which was borne by the members of the organization.
Okay.
And now the boy, by Swami's grace, is back to his normal life.
Okay.
So, and then under the SSS VIP program, we also take care of nutrition aspects of both the females and the children.
Mm-hmm.
We provide awareness on health and hygiene and applications of herbal medicines and in-house remedies which you can do.
Okay, which they can do themselves.
Which they can do themselves. In villages, you may not find a pharmacy mm-hmm. where you would get medicines. Even if you need a paracetamol, you have to go to out of the village to run there. So there are what we did. We have got a team of specialized who have received specialized training in herbal medicine.
Okay.
And this involves remedies which you can do at your home. We have imparted these trainings to the households in villages. So tell them, say, the benefit of ginger, the benefit of tulsi leaf, all these things. What you can do if your child is suffering from sugar, if it's common cold and flu. So for these, they need not go to the doctor or run to a medical center for getting treatment. So these, they could be done, and it has proved to be very beneficial for the households because cost is not there.
Yes.
And then obviously the educational assistance, free coaching, supply of educational books is done as a part of SSS VIP program. Organizing bhajans, Nagar Sankirtans, value-based classes and Balvikas classes are there. And then also tending to the infrastructural needs of that villages. For example, constructing of roads, constructing of cheap toilets. In villages, this is a big problem. They don't understand the importance of toilet, the health and hygiene aspect of having a toilet. They are used to actually go in open air.
So it's not good for health. So many diseases like cholera, diarrhea, everything.
It's an open invitation to ill health. So we have constructed low-cost, cheap toilets in different houses, in different villages. We've also sunk tube wells. And then in a couple of villages, we found that the house of the villages were in highly dilapidated condition. So we reconstructed the house. And there was I can quote you a story. This was, again, I think, Mamring area of Darjeeling district. There was this villager whose house was totally dilapidated and it was about to fall. So we came forward and we said that we would construct the houses. We means the organization in the district, the Darjeeling district. But where would we construct the house? That place was not sufficient enough. Seeing us coming forward for this cost of constructing a house at our own cost for the needy villager, one of the villagers donated his piece of land.
Okay, nice.
He gave away his land for that house. So this is how Swami says this individual change leads to association change and the association change leads to societal change. Mm. This is the Sai factor which works. So this was all about, in brief, about our Samiti level activities.
Now, sir, like so many activities, service activities are going on in West Bengal. In fact, Satya Sai Seva Organization is a very good platform for devotees to join the organization and get involved in service activities. And this Ganga Sagar Mela and Dum Dum Metro Railway program, that's really amazing. The 365 days, the Dum Dum Metro project is going on. So a lot of commitment, as I said in the beginning, is required by the Sevadals. Now, if somebody asks you, why get involved in service activities? We have other things to do. We want to enjoy our life. We want to go for a movie or some vacation. So sacrificing this, why go for service activities? What would you like to say to them?
Look, I would again quote from Swami. Okay, I would not say that you should shun every pleasure in life, every enjoyment in life and come forward and just plunge into action for doing good to others. You do enjoyment. You enjoy your life. But what is the difference between you and an animal? If you are only surviving for your own self, as Swami has said, how can you call yourself a human being? Swami has time and again emphasized that a human body is only given to serve others.
Yes.
And it is only through service that you can attain self-realization. If we only restrict ourselves to japa, dhyana and other ritualistic events, that is okay, required for personal sadhana. But unless you plunge into action and transform your love towards Swami into love towards your fellow being in form of service, your spiritual journey is not complete. So, people say, let us enjoy our life, we will do, especially the youngsters, we will do it when we become 50s, when we are in our 50s or 60s. But when we are in our 50s or 60s, would we have that energy to do that? And most importantly, here we are not to correct others.
Yeah.
Here we are for our own self-transformation. And how can you delay this noble, what should I say, objective of your life? You cannot delay. If you have got a cancer, if you have got a cancer or a heart disease, you need to attend to it immediately. If you allow the disease to progress, it would become so difficult.
Mm.
The difficulty in treating that disease would become more and more. So, as Swami says, start early, drive slowly and reach safely.
Yes.
So why you wait for 60 when you become 60? And I can tell you, every revolution or every change which has happened, if you pick up history and read, youth have been the starting point.
Mm.
Every revolution in which has happened in this world, for good or bad, I'm not saying that. Every change which has begun, youth has been the starting point. And that is why Swami has placed so much of importance on the youth, that if we who are youngsters take to the path of service to mankind, we gradually, the world is bound to change.
Mm.
If we wait until the end, I am not sure whether I would reach 60 or not. I am even not sure whether I would be alive tomorrow or not. So why to wait? Why to wait? Don't shun your recreational priorities, but don't only keep on watching movies and going to cinemas and enjoy and do everything. This is also an aspect which befits a person who is called a human being.
Very nice, wonderful. So now you are professionally a chartered accountant and you are also the youth coordinator for West Bengal Satyasai Seva organization.
Yes.
For so many years.
Not so many years. I am the youth coordinator for the last couple of years.
Okay. So what changes have you seen in your life, sir, after being involved in so many service activities?
I have been involved with the Sai organization from a very early age and I am thankful to Swami for keeping me with him in his organization from such early age. I have been a Balvikas student and after Balvikas, completing my Balvikas, I joined the youth wing and then I involved myself in Samiti activities. Then I became the district youth coordinator. Now I'm the state youth coordinator. To place it very simply in very short form, I would say that whatever I am today, I would not have been had I not been part of the organization. There are many families who are devotees of Swami, but they are not actively involved in the organization. The only thing which I would want to tell them that they don't know what they are missing.
Mm.
They don't know what they're missing. So what happens is that there are many people, many families who are devotees of Swami but not coming into the organization. They don't know what they are missing. Swami has time and again said that this organization is my body. This organization is my body. And when Swami is physically not here, it is our responsibility to take care of this organization. Mm. And I can only say that had I not been a part of this organization, whatever I have achieved in my materialistic life and in my spiritual life, I would not have achieved. I would have become animal. I am deeply grateful to Swami for giving me this opportunity to remain in the organization. Because without his wish, nothing happens. There are people we keep on listening that, yes, after physical frame is not there, the numbers in the organization is decreasing. But interesting, in West Bengal, this is not the case.
Mm.
This is not the case because we have never projected Swami and limited him to this 5 feet body or a photo. We have always stressed upon his omnipresence and his omniscience. And the work which he has asked to work, if we do his work, we are doing his worship.
Yes.
This is the factor which we have always projected, always emphasized upon. And we have always emphasized that self-transformation. This is what Swami wants. Come to the organization, become good.
Mm.
That is only thing which Swami wants, he does not want you to take his name 24 hours in a day. If you become good, that is enough.
Sai Ram, you just heard an episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai, in which we brought to you part 2 of a 3-part conversation with Mr. Brijesh Bamalwa, the youth coordinator of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization for the Indian state of West Bengal. In this conversation, he shared with us the different service projects of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization in West Bengal. The third part of this interview will be aired same day, same time, next week. Please do send in your feedback. We look forward to your emails. As always, you can write to us at listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and Sai Ram.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
भगत वत्सल तेरो नाम ओ साए
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
హ్యాపీ 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 మేక్ అదర్స్ హ్యాపీ, ఆల్ విల్ బి హ్యాపీ, గాడ్ విల్ బి హ్యాపీ.
లవ్ ఈజ్ హిస్ మెసేజ్, లవ్ ఈజ్ హిస్ ఫార్మ్, అండ్ లవ్ is timeless, celebrating an epochal moment in an endless epic, 90 years of Satya Sai.